course, this vision of Jesus being transfigured, there's much that we could say about it, and I won't try to say it all today, but I will. One of the things that one of the things about it is the voice from heaven. And in this case, the voice from heaven says that this is my chosen son, listen to him. And it is the listen part that I just want to focus on for a couple minutes today, because I always make a distinction, and this is just kind of my own thing, but I think it's true, that we often hear, but we don't always listen. And it's the difference. There is a difference between that, you know, that many of us, I think, many times hear Jesus. We hear things, but we don't always listen to them. The difference is, for example, I always like the example of a teenager or a young person, where the young person is reminded, for example, that you need to do your homework, and the kid says, "Okay." Well, the kid heard the parent, but they didn't necessarily listen, because they may have went on and continued what they were doing, or the young person is told to do a chore around the house, and they don't move. That happens a lot. And the parent will say, "Did you hear me?" And they say, "Yes, I heard you." Well, they heard them, but they didn't listen. To listen, and you know, it's the difference. For example, the story from the Bible, where Jesus tells the story of the two young men, where the father asks these two sons. The first one, he says, "I need your help in the vineyard, and I need your help in the fields. Will you do that?" And the first son says, "Yes, I will," but he doesn't do it. And then the second one says, he says to the second one, "Will you help me in the fields?" He says, "I will not," but then he does it. Well, both of them heard their father. One even acknowledged his responsibility, but only one listened, because he heard the voice and then he followed it. And that's what we need to do with God. You know, oftentimes the promptings of the Holy Spirit, even though they're very subtle, as we know, God doesn't speak to us very often. He's never spoken to me in a clear voice, but somehow I've many times have known the right thing to do, or what I should do, or what God wanted me to do. I do admit that many times I've talked myself out of that, because that's what we do. And, you know, that's what the young people do. The young people, I think if you ask them, do you need to do this chore around the house? And they would acknowledge that they did, but playing video games was so much more fun, you know, and that kind of thing. And for me, I will know the right thing to do, and then what would be a good thing for me to do, but I will talk myself out of it. It's too hard, or people will make fun of me, or you know, there's 100 reasons why we talk ourselves out of doing the right thing, and so we hear God's voice, but we don't listen. But I want to remind us all that when God calls us to something, He doesn't call us alone. The disciples were called to follow Jesus, Jesus was with them, and so they were not alone. And even when He died and rose and returned to heaven, He didn't leave them alone, because then He sent His Spirit. And it is that Spirit that is with us to guide us through this world. And so when God calls us to do something, whether it's a small thing, you know, stranded motorist, or we see a homeless person. What can we do for that person? You know, we see a need in the community or in our lives. God does not call us to, when God calls us and asks us to listen to Him, it's not just us that He calls. He calls us to work with Him to do this thing. And so, yes, God, you know, we may tell ourselves that, well, there's always going to be the homeless, there's always going to be the poor, there's always going to be people in need. That's true. We can't solve that, and God does not call us to solve that. But we can make a difference in one person's life, or two persons' lives, or a community's life. And so that's important to remember, that God isn't calling us to save the world, but He might be calling us to save one person or a group of people or things like that. And, you know, there's another aspect of it that's been difficult for me to deal with over the years. And, you know, sometimes God's voice is calling us and kind of calling us on a character flaw or a thing that in our lives that we need to change. Those are very hard to admit. But as I look back on my life, there's been things that God, I think, has called me on that eventually, I think I've admitted them. You look back on life and you say, well, there's been some things that I couldn't, I have a hard time accepting that I've done or have been like, been kind of a, you know, God might be saying to someone or saying to me, you know, you can be kind of a jerk sometimes. And yeah, and that's hard to admit, but we can just try to be less of a jerk today than we were yesterday. And, you know, those, God calling us on character flaws and things like that, that's hard to hear. But if we hear it and we listen, He can help us with that too. And so the point is today that the voice from the cloud said to the people, said to Peter, John, and James, "This is my chosen son. This is God's son. Listen to him." And that's one of the things that we want to do here during Lent. We want to open our ears, the ears of faith, and not just hear God, hear his son, but listen to him and follow what he says.